This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. And as I promised, it is our holiday edition of the show. And I am so excited to welcome back our crafting expert, who is all about reusing, recycling, and making sure everything is budget friendly for us, Gina Tepper. Thank you so much for being here today with us, Gina.
Thanks for having me back. I love this show.
It's been too long. We've missed you. And you know, as soon as the holidays started coming around, we're like, wait, we need Gina. Where's Gina? We got to know what we're going to do. So let's get going. What, you know, tell us what you've got in your arsenal of holiday goodness for us.
Yeah. So things that you don't really need a lot to make great decorations and wrap beautiful gifts. There's certain things that I like to have. Number one, paint. The only paint that I like to use now is this new stuff. The people who make paint have finally realized, hey, we like to paint on other things other than paper. We like to paint on plastic or things we have around the house. Multi-surface craft paint. It's like less than a dollar. It's those regular acrylic paint, you know, like a cylinder or whatever you buy at the craft store. But look for multi-surface craft paint, because I used to paint plastic, and then the paint would peel off, or it wouldn't dry, or it would rub off, and I was like, ugh. So I'd have to figure out, like, mix it with glue and make it better, but this is already done for you. So you just, and great colors, and every brand makes it, so it's not like I'm saying buy this brand or that brand. They all have it. It's great. So just buy the one that's on sale or the color that you like. So
I love that tip, because I, too, have painted on plastic only to see it peel off and been so frustrated that I wasted my time like that. And actually, I have a craft waiting for me, because this year one of my favorite pumpkins that I use that's plastic got really faded in the sun, and so I need to repaint it. So I bet you that'll work. So thank
you. And if you're like, I already have all these colors of normal acrylic paint, just mix some white glue with it, and then that'll help it stick a little bit better. So there's another tip right there. So
that's something that I never would have thought of.
Yeah, if the glue makes it, it's weird, but it works. So also, the things that I love a clear, quick, dry craft glue. That is one of my go-to things. And also, white glue. Any white glue will do. It doesn't matter what you have. Just look in the kids' box, school box, and say, okay, this one was from last year. Because, you know, every year you have to replenish, and they send it back to you. So just use that one. Sometimes I like to mix it with water just to make, you know, snow, like put glitter on it and stuff, so you don't have that thick glob of white glue. So I love that. And I also like small scissors, like little scissors, because you can cut around the edges really easily instead of the big, huge scissors. Peel and stick felt, unbelievable. Somebody should get an award for making that. I love it. It's great for kids. I'm serious. It's awesome, because you're just like, shoot, done. You know?
I didn't know that was a thing. Peel and stick felt.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about? Peel and stick felt. Anytime I show somebody that, I'm like, peel and stick felt. They're like, how'd you do that? I'm like, you just buy it. It's just you cut the shape, and it's great for kids if you're making, like, snowman faces or anything. You just make the shape, and they can just peel it right off.
Gina, I feel like you just rocked my world. Like, you have no idea.
I get so excited about this stuff. It's silly, but, you know. So I also have glitter. I know. You're gonna go crazy. They have every color. You're gonna go crazy. You're gonna go, wow.
I already see it coming. It's going to be a whole new world.
So you also have to have glitter, which, you know, holidays, you need glitter. And what little kid doesn't love glitter? And also your double-sided tape, which because when I wrap presents, I don't care whether I'm using reused stuff. I just like the edges to look more tailored, so I like to hide the tape so you don't see that shiny, you know, plastic thing sticking out. So that's all I use. I mean, it's really not anything expensive. It's just things you have, and that's it. So that's what I have. Now, I like to use stuff I have around my house, and I have a little bag in my garage of things that I save, and my husband's always like, why are you saving that? I'm like, because I'm going to use it.
I swear, trust me.
You know what I mean? And then anytime I get rid of something, he's like, I'm like, see, I knew I needed that. Why did I let him tell me to get rid of it? So I don't let him do that to me anymore. So paper towel rolls is one of my favorite things, and also the wrapping paper rolls. And since you're going to be wrapping presents, you can just slide it right out. You know, I have these deflated wrapping paper, you know, like tubes now, because I pulled out so many of the rolls because I used them. But paper towel rolls, I love them. And some of the things I love to do, like these are fun things you can do with the kids. I made last year this North Pole out of a wrapping paper roll. I just painted it white and wrapped ribbon around it and put a round styrofoam ball on top. And then I put a little sign. I just printed out something that said North Pole. And then I glued it on a piece of cardboard and put, like, snow around it. My snow is just, like, either felt with glitter or I use, like, you know the stuff they put in stuffed animals, that batting stuff? I just use that and put glitter on. And I love it. The white glue again, mixed with water, put it on, and sprinkle glitter, boom, sticks. It doesn't transfer. You know how a lot of times you get glitter and it's everywhere and you're like, oh.
Yes.
But the North Pole thing is really cute. And you can use make a small one with a paper towel roll, or you can, it's just fun. I like that kind of cartoony, you know, holiday winter.
Who doesn't? Kind of like all that cute stuff is what it's all about. That's so adorable.
Like I look at some of the winter movies, you know, like the snowman stuff, and I try and duplicate it because it's just fun. I mean, people just love that stuff. And the other thing I like to do is, okay, terracotta pots. Those are really fun. You can turn them upside down, and I don't like to use real candles anymore. I used to love real candles. I don't use them anymore because of the kids, you know. It's just, what if you get to blow it out? What if the kid touches it? What if it knocks over? So I just use the flameless, you know. Everything I have is flameless now. It used to be, give me a wick and I'd light it, but no, not anymore. It's just like flameless candles. And, you know, the LED lights, we love those, right?
Oh, we love those.
Love that. So these are some fun things you can do with the kids, or decorations for the house with terracotta pots, the little ones. And if you turn them upside down, a tea light, the flameless tea lights, fit right on top perfectly. It's really fun. I realized that. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. So you can make little centerpieces like Santa hats. So if you just paint it with the red multi-surface paint, and then you put a tea light on top, and you can also use that fluffy, they have that fluffy, it's the thick fluff, you know, like not ribbon, but it's trim. It's like a fluffy trim. They sell that. You can buy it by the yard, and you just wrap it around the bottom. That's a really easy decoration, and you just put it around the table, and it's cute. It's colorful. Or you can make the terracotta pots and the snowman. Just give the kids some paint and let them create what they want, and they have so much fun, you know. Put pom-poms on it, make penguins, and then you have these little candle holders. It's really fun.
That's adorable. And, you know, we're all dealing with the fact that the kids are home. They're not in school.
Yes.
They're at home. They need something to do. We need to make our table pretty. So why not sit them down with those terracotta pots and some multi-purpose paint and get them moving, and you get the tea lights. And now all of a sudden you've got a gorgeous table. I love it. We're going to be back with more tips from Gina Tepper for our holiday crafting right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.